June will be here before you know it, Craig. In fact, June is showing up this weekend, and there's an event taking place on June 2nd, Sunday, where thousands of people throughout Northeast Ohio will head to Beechwood Place for the Gathering Place's annual Race for the Place, presented by University Hospital Seidman and Cancer Center. Celebration of National Cancer Survivors Day, participants can raise funds to support local folks touched by cancer. The event offers a one-mile walk and a chip-timed 5K race. Here to talk about that from the Gathering Place, we have Christina Austin, as well as race participant Brady Lee. Chris Brady, welcome to the program. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
Good morning.
Chris, let's start with you a little bit about, for people, explain to us what the Gathering Place is all about. Obviously, you got the race coming up. It benefits them, but what happens at the Gathering Place?
So the Gathering Place is a cancer support center, and what we do is help individuals and families like Brady's cope with the impact of a cancer diagnosis. So we're working with people all throughout their cancer journey, providing support groups, family and individual support, hands-on cooking classes, lectures, workshops, all types of programs that are all free of charge to help people cope with the social, the emotional, and the spiritual impact of a cancer diagnosis.
When someone first comes there, what is sort of the preliminary things that you're able to or try to do for them?
So really, what the first thing that we do is we sit down and we talk with the individual or the family because we want to understand what their needs are so that we can figure out what is the best way to support them.
Brady, let's talk with you a little bit about, obviously, you're participating in the race, but you have a connection with this. You went through things at the Gathering Place with your wife, Debbie. Tell me a little bit about that process and how this Gathering Place really helped you through that.
Sure. My wife, Debbie, passed away this past December after an 18-month battle with brain cancer. And we actually were familiar with the Gathering Place before my wife got sick due to her mother, Janet, having survived a battle with cancer on her own several years back. And so we knew that her mother, Janet, had a great experience with the Gathering Place at their Beechwood location. And so we pretty quickly thought to check out the Westlake location after my wife was diagnosed. And
Chris, when you've got this race coming up here, talk about what it's like as far as not only the fact that people are helping to raise funds for that, but sort of the camaraderie, the group of people that are running together for a cause.
Race for the Place is really a wonderful event and full of energy and definitely, as you said, camaraderie. We have almost 4,000 people that come together. People are walking or running in honor of someone or in memory of someone. People connect, reconnecting. Sometimes people who have met each other at a program at the Gathering Place have an opportunity to see each other again. They're able to see staff, and just lots of people come from the community to help support this wonderful event. One of the neat things that we do that's really significant is our cancer survivor ceremony. So you see people up on the stage who are just, you know, going through their cancer diagnosis, and it's not even a year since they were diagnosed, all the way to people who are surviving for 20-plus years. So it's really a spectacular, awesome day.
And Brady, what is it like for you to take part in this event?
It's very special because it's a way to celebrate my wife's life, you know, the life of the mother of our two young children who are still kind of figuring out how to deal with this on their own at ages 7 and 5. And another time, it's a way to give back a little bit to this great organization that's done so much for my family for almost 2 years straight now. We've been going to meetings there every other week for that period of time, and I can't imagine where we'd be if we didn't have their help.
We're talking today about the Gathering Place's annual Race for the Place coming up on June 2nd. How do people register for this?
People can go to racefortheplace.com and register. They can even call us over the phone and register at 216-595-9546. And today and Friday and Saturday, they can stop in at the gathering place in Beechwood or Westlake to register on site. And so we're so thankful to families like Brady's who are supporting us at the race and all the other community members and all of our sponsors, including our presenting sponsor, University Hospitals Siteman Cancer Center.
We appreciate you both joining us this morning. Brady, good luck in the race. Christina, thank you for sharing the time and getting information out this morning about the race as well as what happens at the gathering place. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.